Well, we are going to celebrate some testimonies. So I'd like to welcome to the front our friend Jackie Patelicki. Come on up. She's going to start us off today. Each person is going to share 2 or 3 minutes on just what God is doing and some amazing testimonies. So yeah, share a little bit of what God is doing or has done.
Okay. All right, well, 2 to 3 minutes is pretty hard to do, I'm telling you. And my story, some of you already know, is in the fall of 2020, I was diagnosed with three cancers, and they were not related to each other. It was not metastasis. It was three separate cancers within 6 weeks of each other. And so here I am. You can see me. One was breast, one was lung, one was kidney. I'm not wearing oxygen. You saw me walk up here just fine. And some of you remember me wearing a lymphedema sleeve because I had lots of different complications. There were delays, there was misdiagnoses, there was all kinds of things that were going on in this period. Also during this period was life was happening. You know, my daughter got married. I lost my hair the week she got married. It was like, ooh, Lord, couldn't we have waited one more week? My mom got sick. And my brother, who hadn't been living in Cleveland for I don't even know how long, at least 20 years, ended up moving back the week before my lung surgery happened. And so there's just so many things. And as we were driving to church today, it's like, what part of the story, Lord, do you want me to share? Because I'm telling you some pieces of it, but there is so much that happens in that period. And and many of you shared that with me and prayed with us during that season. But where I'm at today is I'm celebrating. There was one of the songs, there's a Bible verse and a song that kind of spoke to me during this whole season. And so I was playing that song, Tony knows, it's A Million Little Miracles. And I'm that person. What I thought I was going to do this morning was just tell you I'm a miracle. And I am. And I'm the result of a million little miracles. But so are you. And it's not always cancer. There's lots of different things that could have that can speak to you about a long journey that's going on, such as mine. Every 6 months, I get to do imaging. It sometimes I look at it as a pain, but it gives me the ability to talk to people. And so when they start asking me a bunch of questions, like what state was this, what date was that, and then by the time I start seeing that their eyes are like, I get to say I'm a miracle. And they get to, there's like, by the time we're done with whatever the MRI is, the CT, whatever that is, somebody will usually come up to me because what I said meant something. And it's like, you're a miracle. And I needed to hear that today. And I'm thinking every time I testify, somebody here at Rockside is touched by something that I have to say. I don't know what part of my story, and that's what I was praying about today. What part of the story should I share? This in April was the last time I took one of the cancer drugs that I needed to take. So that's like 5 years, a little over 5 years. I'm celebrating. We can celebrate that. The other part of it is that one of the Bible verses that meant something as I was going through this is, all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And that verse continues to mean something to me. But the part that I didn't say that means the most and that I wanted to underscore for all of us today is, and you know all things work together for good. And the reason that means so much is because I'm getting at an age, I don't want to tell you how old, but I'm getting old enough here. And plus having over 5+ years of going through this journey, I can tell you there's a tapestry of, and you know all these things work together for good. I can tell you that while I never want to go through this again, I am also able to celebrate that I have gone through it. And it means something to not only my family and myself, but it means something to the people's path that I also cross too. And I can say that in all honesty and in just praising God. It's funny to say, all the day long, but I can do that every day because I'm not wearing oxygen. I'm no longer wearing my lymphedema sleeve. I can go on and on with the different things that the Lord has got me through. But it's and I'm very, very privileged and honored to be able to give that verse and say, I know what God was able to do. I know how he was able to get me through this season. I know how every 6 months when I go through another imaging scan is, do I need to be afraid, Lord? Do I need to worry this time? And the answer is no, because I know. Whatever it is that I have to face, whether it's with cancer or some other aspect of life, the Lord is, because he's already done it, he's gotten me through. And so I'm just saying, praise the Lord, and thanking all of you for the prayers that you've done for me over these last 5 years. Please don't stop. but I'm convinced there's more praise and testifying that is in store from this journey. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I think this lady, too, because there were so many prayers. And all of, honestly, the prayers, that was one of the things that I remember telling you when I first was getting diagnosed, is I was so afraid that I'm sorry, I told you 2 to 3 minutes was not enough for me. as I was so afraid that people would forget to pray for me. Because I knew I had a long journey, 3 cancers. I remember being in the hospital bed. God, does people live from this at the same time? It's like, and Pastor Michelle, we are going to pray. And you know what? I've got a stack. Someday when I give another testimony, I'll bring in the stack of cards, emails, prayers that I have gotten. Because like I said, this was not a one and done. It wasn't, one surgery or you get some chemo, get some radiation. I had years of this going on. And the truth of the matter is it's not over. I've still got what they call tumorlets in both lungs. You know what? The other part of my, here, I'm glad that's why I'm still talking. The other part of my praise today is that the CT that I just had in March, I've got 5 years that those tumorlets have not changed size. They're still the same. They've got, and God, every time I see it, because I read my reports before they tell me, it's like, Jackie, nothing's changed. We don't expect this to happen after 5 years. We think that you'll be dying from something else. Praise God. I still have to have that imaging, but it's one of those things where I get to, I'm a miracle, and I get to keep saying it every 6 months. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Can we give the Lord a hand clap? Now, again, she shared a blip of a 5-year battle, spiritual battle, physical battle. And again, thank you, Rockside Church, for all the prayers. Prayer matters. It changes lives. And we have to continue to contend. We have many here that are in different levels and places of dealing with cancer. And we continue to stand and pray and contend with you. And we give God the glory, and we're thankful, Jackie, for your where you're at, and we'll continue to stand with you and continue to pray. But I think we need to realize miracles. Like, that's not just in the Bible. Like, this has been a journey of her, a million little miracles. Can we give the Lord a hand clap? Thank you, Jesus. Wow, beautiful. All right, our next friend who's going to come up is Belinda Lobus. Come on up. She's going to share a little bit of what the Lord has been doing in her life.
That's right. Okay. A lot of you know I received a kidney transplant last December, about a year and a half ago. All right. What most of you don't know is that was my second transplant. My first transplant was in 2008 when my husband, Dean, donated one of his kidneys to me. The fact that he was even a match is just one of many miracles that God worked out for me. God has been with me every step of my journey, every difficulty I've had to face. He has been there with me. I am sustained by his unshakable love. Each situation I've encountered has been an opportunity to grow my faith, to learn daily to surrender control of my life to him, Trusting him means releasing all my fears and worries directly to him. Relying on God gives you the power to endure when your strength fails. Remember, God's love is perfect, as are his plans for us, even when we don't understand what's going on. God's love is not a pampering love, it is a perfecting love. I'm going to repeat that. God's love is not a pampering love, it is a perfecting love. The hard situations we go through are for our benefit and to his glory. Because of him, I am another one of God's walking miracles.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Belinda. Thank you so much. Beautifully said. And again, miracles. And again, thank you, church, for praying and coming alongside and encouraging and again, walking with her. These things, like she said, you know, the sufferings, the hard things that we go through are meant to be testimonies. They're for his glory. And it's beautiful how that can get, you can get to the point where you can see through it and be like, all right, Lord, I wouldn't want to necessarily go through it again, but for your glory, right? So beautiful. All right, next up, Cecile, come on up here and join us. So good to have you here, and tell us just a little bit about what God's been doing and how you want to give him glory today.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, I'm going to try to be quick. I have two stories that I want to tell you guys. The first, it's almost 2 or 3 months ago. I don't remember the whole thing, but I quit my job from Cleveland Clinic, and right after that, I got another job to do medical courier. So I basically deliver medicine to people, houses, nursing homes, and hospitals. So one day, I was going to pick up my packages at the warehouse, and on the way, I was wondering how am I gonna finish the day, because after quitting the job, there is no more paycheck coming in. I finished using all of that and using my my savings. So I was like, how is it gonna go? And all I had in me was $6. So once I get to my exit on West 105th Street at the light, there was an older man sitting right there, and something told me, give that person the $6. And I was like, I'm not sure. So I left. I went to the warehouse. I got my packages. And all this time, I keep having that old man on my mind. And it keep like, go give the $6. Go give the $6. So I got my packages really quick. And I went back over there. And I didn't, once I got to the light, I didn't see the guy. And I was like, God, what did I do? What did I do? I should have given him the $6. So since there was no way for me to turn around, I was like, okay, let me just go further at that parking lot and make a U-turn. Once I got to the parking lot, the guy was there. And I gave him the $6. And at the same time, I know that I didn't have enough gas to do all the miles that I was supposed to do. Like, basically, I do almost 200 miles a day. So I was like, how is it going to go? I don't know, but I end up finishing the whole thing without even worrying about putting gas. I got home, and my husband took the car out. He came back with gas in it. That's the first story. So what I got out of that is that sometimes God wants you to do some things and you have to be obedient, yeah, because you don't know the outcome that gonna comes out of it. So the second story, really quick, I'm still on it, and that it's for being faithful and staying faithful to God. And I'm having troubles with my car right now. I purchased the car, and when I, like, it was a lot of chaotic things happened around that time, and I didn't want to listen. I just went and brought the car. That was the first time I brought the car, a car from out of my own pockets. So I was, I got a very, very bad deal. So last year I had an accident, and thank God nothing happened to me, but just a little bump on the car. And this time with the job that I'm doing, I was trying to change my car because it's already giving me a lot of problems. So I went, before I went to the dealership, I prayed and I asked God to be in front of everything and that His perfect will for me would come to light. That's all I always ask. Not my will, but Your perfect will. So I went to the dealership. The answers that they gave me, I didn't like it. And usually I'm someone that is always in a hurry. So I would have been able to find a solution for that. But this time I was like, nope, I'm going to step back. I asked God to be in lead of this. I'm trusting Him. So we had hailstone on April, and my car got hit. I still can drive my car, but I claimed with my insurance, and they said it's a total loss. And now they gave me two options, but basically I only have one option. And it's going to be hard. And I was praying, God, what should I do? I don't know. Just take the lead. And the insurance said that they were going to come and take the car and take care of the transfer with the lender. So then I called my lender, and they said, oh, have your insurance call us. I was like, okay, God, I trust You. Everything is in Your hands. And once they did everything yesterday, someone came to my house to have me sign papers, and the news that they gave me, it's promising. So I'm trusting the process. I'm trusting God, because at the end, I will not have to pay anything, and I will be able to have a rental the time that I can get my car. And if I get a new car, a newer car, they will pay the sale taxes for me. So I will not have to spend a lot of money. So I praise God for all of that. And also, it's to say that when you stay faithful and when you tell Him to do something for you, you have to step back, cross your hands, and wait for Him to do it. Thank you.
No, that's so good. That's so good. It's so true, right? We got to take our hands off the wheel and let Him do His work. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Next up, our pastors, Katrina and Vinny, come on up here. Give a hand clap to our new pastors. We're so excited to have you guys. They have been on a journey, and there's lots of stories, so they're going to just share whatever is on their heart. There are many, so as you get to know them, you'll hear more and more. But tell us a little bit about what God has been doing in your guys' life.
Oh, family, it's so good to be with you. It's been quite a journey to get here, and I'm just going to give just a couple of quick snippets of things, and then Vinny will tell of the kind of harder pieces that got us here, right? But something that's just really beautiful. So my daughter and my son, so Abby and Isaac are over there, and you'll get to know them. They're spicy, okay? Like, they're kids, right? And we know that all kids are kids, right? Not just pastor's kids, but all kids, right? And so my kids are spicy and beautiful. They're just beautiful. But we homeschool our kids. And one thing that we do is we utilize a scholarship program in order to be able to get speech and occupational therapy and physical therapy for our kids through the scholarship program while we homeschool. So it's the same services that they would receive in a public school, but we can use them at home, or we can travel to a location to get those. And so in moving here, I was like, I don't know who to get for up here, right? Like, we have our people there. And it was, you know, we're just praying. We're like, what are we going to do? like who's what. And so I mentioned it to our speech therapist, and she said, don't worry about it. I used to live on Rockside Road, and I know just the right people for you, right? And so, and that was a few months ago, which was really exciting. But then I fast forward to this month before we move, and I'm like, all right, I could really use those names now because we're, at, you know, it's time. It's time to move. We need the name so I can make the calls and the connections and those pieces. And she goes, oh, I, you know, you kind of misunderstood me a little bit. And I was like, oh, okay. Can you just tell me more? You know, like, can you tell me more? Praise the Lord. And she goes, oh, you're staying with us. And I'm just going to hire the people up there. And I'm going to take care of everything for you. Right? I'm like, come on. Is that, I mean, that does not happen. Friends, that does not happen. And so that was the first one. And then the other one was for Abby. Abby has had 15 surgeries. She's 10 years old. And she's just had journey after journey after journey. She has cerebral palsy. But boy, is she high functioning. She is very high functioning, and she will tell you how it is, and she will win all your board games, and she understands any bit of sarcasm that you give her, right? So do not underestimate her, right? I want to make sure that you all know that in advance, because she will play you. She is a sharp one. She will play you. Yeah, Mr. Chuck, we were playing a game, and she goes, I'm coming for you, Chuck. Mr. Chuck, coming for you, Mr. Chuck. And she won. And she literally moved up here after that. So, but I went to a spine surgeon. All of our surgeons and everything are in Cincinnati, Cincinnati Children's. And so we went, and our spine surgeon was talking, and we were meeting with them. I know she needed a surgery. I know that there's specific markers coming up that we need these things because she's got metal in her body, right? So, like, you have to stay on top of it so that things happen. And there was, when I was in that appointment with him, I just had a total check in my spirit. Like something is not right here, right? And those of us who know the Lord know that that's the Holy Spirit. Right, saying no, like double check yourself, right? Folks who don't know the Holy Spirit call it instinct, right? It's the Holy Spirit. Whether you think it's instinct or not, it's the Holy Spirit, okay? So I'm there and I'm like, okay. And so I came home to Vinny and I'm like, I had a total check in my spirit at this appointment. I want a second opinion. And so April 23rd, we came up here to Akron and got a second opinion with a spinal surgeon who studied specifically scoliosis in San Diego. And they just put in a $3.5 million surgery room just for spine surgeries at Akron Children's. Wow. Right? And this guy was A+. Right? Like, there was zero check in my spirit. And he even said something that I had prayed. Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I want a surgeon who will look at my kid and think about their kids. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, these are big choices. And I need somebody who doesn't view them as somebody who just passes on by. I need somebody who views them as like, this is serious. Let's make good choices together, right? And he even said, he goes, at the point that a surgeon stops viewing their patient as their child, they need to quit. And that just check. And so now we're in the process of moving all of our doctors up here to Akron Children's. Amen. Which is awesome. It's awesome. Her next surgery, we still have some testing to figure out what kind, but it could be a full spinal fusion. That's one of the two pieces. And if it is, then we are inpatient for 5 to 30 days. And to be inpatient in Akron is way better than being inpatient 4 hours away. You know what I'm saying? And so I am so thankful It's just such a privilege to be here. And, you know, we're getting to know little pieces and snippets of you guys, but boy, does it feel like family. And that's what we want to be about. So.
You know, a couple other little details about this doctor. Not only did he care so much that, you know, he spent time with us. He answered our questions, and not many doctors spend that much time with us. And so he brought the other staff members from the group into the room. He went and got them so that we can meet them as well. He helps us. He's helping us to get connected to the other doctors that we need and the other specialists that we need. And so really, really a great miracle. God really cares even about the little things, right? And that's part of, like, what I want to talk about too as well is, like, even the little things, right? When we already shared about our home on the video a few weeks ago, right? We boldly asked for all these things, right? Because grandma's with us too, right? And she's lived in the same area almost her entire life, right? And so when we were coming 4 hours away, we said we need to bring grandma with us, and we needed a space for that, right? You know, all the little details. And so we said we had this list of things that we want. We want our home to be open for ministry, right? We want to be able to invite you guys over and have the space for that. Well, we homeschool, so we needed a classroom there too. And so, like, we boldly prayed, and we had people praying for us for these things, and God did it, right? We knew about the surgery since last year, about Abby's surgery since last year, right? But when we started talking about the possibility of coming up here with Michelle, one of the things that came up was Katrina's health. And I don't know if you guys know this, but she had a kidney removed just 8 weeks ago. You know, it was a surprise to us. It was a big process because we had made the decision to come here, right? And then she was experiencing pain, and so she went to the doctor because she has had kidney stones in the past, and they did some tests, and they found that her right kidney was no longer functioning. After a multitude of doctor's visits and exams, and they finally decided that they're going to take it out, right? In this process, as we're thinking about Abby's surgery coming, now we have Katrina's surgery coming. We have Grandma. You're not a burden, Grandma, okay? But we have to move two households, right? And I had a guy at my last church look at me and says, "Why are you doing this now, right? Why are you doing this now?" And really, the answer is, you know, we felt God's calling, right? And one thing that I know with certainty, because he has shown me over and over, is that he is with us, right? He is with us, and he cares about the little things. So, yeah, she had surgery April, right, the beginning of April, when we're supposed to begin packing, right, because we had already made the decision. We're moving in May, right? She had surgery, but God kept sending people to come and help, right? And she would sit with them in the room, and the ladies would come and help pack things, right? You know, I was taking care of so many other details, right? I was coming up here. I came up here twice after we bought a home, because there's inspection and there's this and there's that, right? So by the time I got involved in the packing, it was really close to the move date, right? But so many people had come already. Yeah, what? Probably about 4 days. Yes. So many people had come already that I would say about 50% of the house was packed at that point, and then we just had to hit it hard, right? But God connected us with the right people. There's things that we had to do in our old home. We had lived there 8 years with kids. That sometimes we had four kids because we did foster care, right? And so kids would come in and out. So, you know, in a house with kids for 8 years, it needs paint, right? We need a new carpet and things like that. But God kept connecting us with the right people, right? And so because he does care about the little things. And despite a surgery, right, I was working another job, right, and trying to manage all the different pieces. There were so many pieces coming up here to find a home and everything else. You know, we're here, right? We're here. Now, we're not unpacked yet, right? We're not unpacked yet, but we're here, and you know, we're taking it day by day because that's all we can do. At one point, it's going to be box by box, right? But everything's been taken care of along the way. And so the things that we were stressing about potentially, the things that we say, okay, how are we going to get this? How are we going to get to that point, right? God has led the way the entire way, and he has taken care of all the little details.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, we are so excited, you guys. Make sure you sign up. Come to the lunch next week because you guys are going to hear. We got questions. They're going to be answering about calling and family and all getting to know them. But can we give another hand clap for our new pastors? So good. So good. All right. Turn your attention to the screen, and then we have a couple more, and then we're going to receive new members, and then we'll be done today. So watch the screen, and then we'll move on. Amen. Amen. Over here on this banner, if you guys don't know, our mission statement is taking the unchanging love of Christ to an ever-changing world. And we do that by prayer, partnership with missionaries, and building disciples. So we believe that we go, we pray, we send, and we give, all right? And so there's all different ways that we can participate in missions. And today we have two young ladies who are going to be participating in missions. We're going to be sending them out even for a little bit, whether it's a couple weeks or it's a few months. But I'm going to invite them up, and they're going to just share their story of what God has called them to as it relates to mission. So Michaela and Jalen, come on up here. All right, Jalen, I'm going to have you go first. All right, so stand right here, and Michaela, join her. All right. Jalen is going to be going on a school missions trip, so I'm going to have her share a little bit about what that's going to look like and how God provided for you in that.
Okay, hi. So I'm going to Costa Rica next week, actually. So I heard about my sophomore year because I was in Spanish 1, and my Spanish teacher, she's the one who's taking us, and she was, like, hyping it up. And, like, I really wanted to go, but I was, like, broke because I worked at Arby's minimum wage, so I wasn't going to get money that way. So, like, I really didn't think it was possible. And she talked about it, like, literally throughout my whole sophomore year. And, like, one of my best friends was going, so I obviously wanted to go even more, but I was, like, still really broke, so. But the beginning of junior year, they still had spots open, and I was, like, working more. So I, like, forced my mom to go to a meeting with me because I really wanted to go. But, like, at that meeting, they said I needed to get $1,300 in 1 month. And I was, like, well, I only work 15 to 20 hours, so I can't do that. So, but I still told my mom, like, I remember her telling her in the car, like, if God wants me there, I'll be there. So, I think I, like, called my grandma, like, immediately after asking her for money. But so somehow I managed to get like $1,000 in like 1 month from like family and donations, and they and they lowered the price. So in 1 month I only needed $700, and then so I'm incredibly thankful. Family members I like didn't even know donated me money. Some of my mom's Facebook friends donated me money, and like most importantly, Rockside gave me a lot of money. So I'm just like incredibly thankful, because I couldn't have done it like without you guys. And like it was just like so evident these past couple months that God really does work through people. So I was just really thankful, and now I go next week on Sunday. So.
Hello. My name is Michaela. You know, I didn't expect this, so I'm going to say some words about the trip I'm going on to Africa. I can't say the exact location because I know we online and it's a sensitive area. But, yeah, when I went to this location in East Africa already, and while I was there, it was a great trip, of course. And like the first time, didn't really want to go. But then, you know, the Lord pushes and he's like, you're going. And I'm like, okay, you know, who going to say no to God? Hello. And so I went, and the work that they do is really nice. They have a nice school, and there they reach people and they teach them English. And I just thought it was an amazing trip. I met a lot of great people. I was like, wow, God, that's good. I experienced. I'm ready to go home. And then he was like, hey, would you think about like actually serving and, you know, giving time and serving here with me? And I was like, oh, think about it. You know what I mean? Because I was like, you know, America got a lot of stuff for me, as in, you know, beds and it's not on the floor. So I was like, they got power. You know? And so I was like, okay, I got to think about it. And so I did. And, you know, we've seen the school, the new school they want to open up there. And they also want to build a church there that's for the people's culture, which they don't have. And so, and there's no women believers there as well. It's not a, like a first, is it third world, first country, whatever the word is. But it's just not as modern. And so, you know, women is more like, man, the dress code is crazy. I'm gonna be hot, okay? You got to dress head to toe. No skin. But yeah, so overall, I was like, my heart, I love the people there, and my heart burned for them. And so in my weakness, you know, the Lord is going to show himself strong. I can't save anybody, but I told God, I was like, I'm willing to go because he's the one that's going to work through me for them. And I got my heart broken for them. And he let me see all, like, the little kids. I was like, oh, look at them. They were just saying hi. They didn't even know me. I was like, hi. And so, yeah, he was like, you see these people? They don't know me, but you do. And so you, I'm going to use for you to tell them about me. And so I was like, okay, you know, God, you got plans. I got feet. Let's go. So that's how it happened. I'm going to leave. June 8th is when my plane takes off, and I'll just be there for 6 months, come back in December. And so, you know, God's going to change my life, and I'm here for it. Hello. Yep, that's all I got.
That's so good. Stay up here. Let's give them both a hand clap. Again, you know, we're called to say yes when he calls, and it's just beautiful. She's going on a short term. She's going on a little bit more of a longer term trip, but this is what God has called us to as a church, right, is to go, give, pray, and send. And so we want to pray for these young ladies this morning as they are saying yes. Like she said, she got feet. She can say yes to God, right? So some of you in here, God has been speaking to you about missions. And listen, your job, when he starts to speak to you, your job is to say yes, all right? We never know when God is going to call us to our mission field, whether that's your neighborhood or your job, or whether that's the inner city, or whether that's across the world. So we want to be open to that. So let's do this, church. Can we just put our hands forward to these young ladies, and we're going to pray for them. Michaela, will you put your hand on her shoulder too, so as we pray. So Father, first of all, we thank you for the call of God. And Lord, I thank you for both of these young women and just their obedience in this season. Father, I pray as they both head out and follow the call, I pray that you would just protect them. Lord, we ask that your angels would be about their planes, about every part of their travel. God, I pray as they step out, Lord, that these trips, that these times ministering the gospel, Lord, that you would use them. Father, I pray that you would draw them to your presence. Lord, I pray that they would see you all over the place. God, through the people that they minister, the people they get to pray for, the kids that they get to love on. God, however you're going to choose to use them over these next few weeks and months, God, I pray that you change their lives as well. Draw them close to you. Lord, we ask that you anoint them afresh. God, I pray that for the families and friends, Lord, that they can trust them into your hands, God, that you're going to take care of them and all of the details. And Lord, we thank you for how you've provided, God. You've provided prayer and you've provided finances so that they can go into the world and make disciples. And Father, we thank you for these young women, and we thank you for their yes and their obedience to the call. I pray that they know that their church family is with them and praying with them, behind them. And God, we look forward to on the other side to hear the testimonies, God, of how you use their lives, Lord, to further the kingdom. We love you, Jesus, so much. In your precious name, amen and amen. Can we give these guys a hand clap? Amen. Thank you, ladies, so much. That's awesome. That is awesome. We're going to have more of those kinds of testimonies. I'm excited because one of the things we're going to amp up is our missions world, and we're going to have some opportunities even to go on as a church on a missions trip. Amen? So super excited. All right, we are almost done. We've got one last thing to celebrate this morning. And it's such a wonderful thing to be able to receive new members into the house of Rockside Church, all right? Membership is a beautiful thing. You go through class, you read all of our documents, and then you pray about it and you say, Lord, is this something that you're asking me to participate? Membership means you come under the load. You're not just somebody who frequents every 6 weeks, but you become an active participant in what God is doing here at Rockside. And today we have four people that have went through the process. The board has approved them and said yes. And now we get to, as a church, receive them into our membership, and we get to pray for them. Amen? All right, so let's do this. And if you guys would come up when I call your name, and I will give you a certificate, and then just line up. We'll have two on this side and two on that side, all right? So can we give it up for Miss Diane Cochran? All right, yes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. We'll just have you be at that end so you don't have to walk too far. You're good. All right. Next up is our very own Michelle Fontaine. Come on up. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Lovely. Come on over here, Michelle, by me. All right. Stand right there. Beautiful. All right. Next up, Belinda Lobis. All right. You could come stand on this side of me. That would be great. All right. And lastly, Michaela Prim. Come on up, girlfriend. Come on. She's becoming a member and going right to Africa. It's all right. She'll be back in 6 months. All right. And then we'll hear from her. All right. Stand on the other side. So I'm going to do this. Scott Mitchell, he's one of our board members. I'm going to ask him to come, and he's going to pray a prayer over our new members. And again, church, can we do this? Let's stand up. We've been sitting a while. Stand up and put your hand forward as well as he prays a prayer of blessing as we receive them into our family. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Scott.
Let's pray. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for these four women of God, women that are doing something for you. And God, as they become members, I ask that you would anoint them even greater for the service that you have for them, that you would bless them, you would meet them in the morning, that you would meet them at night, that you would be with them throughout the day. Fill them fresh with the Holy Spirit. And God, Draw them deeper into prayer, into discipleship, and into missions. We put them in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Can we give them a hand clap? Well, we love you guys so much. We're excited, and thank you all, and you may be seated. Here's the thing, church. We are celebrating Jesus today, amen, and we're so glad that you're here. Anna, if you could go ahead and put that song on. We're going to dismiss today in a celebrative mode, right? God has been good. You've heard testimonies. We're sending out missionaries. We're receiving new members. You're hearing about miracles. I pray today that when you leave from this place, you're walking out with more faith. You're walking out realizing, man, God, you got me. Whatever it is I'm facing, you've got it. Amen.